This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The federal government has awarded several Colorado institutions money to address the mental health crisis in schools. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The grants will help train, hire, and diversify mental health professionals in schools with the most need. Four Colorado institutions won grants. The largest, $1.7 million, goes to the Poudre School District, the University of Colorado Denver, the University of Northern Colorado, and the University of Denver also received grants. Teen mental health is in crisis. A Centers for Disease Control survey found one in three girls have seriously considered attempting suicide. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Fort Collins can expect a big boost from a multi-billion-dollar agreement between tech giant Apple and Broadcom, a chip manufacturer. Here's CPR Sarah Mulholland.
Apple is entering a multi-year agreement with Broadcom to develop 5G radio frequency components. The iPhone maker says the Broadcom facility in Fort Collins, where Apple already helps support more than 1,000 jobs, will be one of the primary manufacturing hubs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coloradans whose employers don't already offer retirement plans are starting to see one set up for them through a new state program. It applies to people who work at companies with five or more employees. At Woods High Mountain Distillery in Salida, bartender Taylor Howell has started setting aside some of her pay.
I don't really notice much of it coming out of my paycheck, and just knowing that I'm set up, and it was just such a nice, like, surprise gift.
The state treasurer's office is setting up the personal accounts this spring. This is CPR News.